Ksuvas Parktes, Mishnah Zayin, Habegemis Ksuvasa, Vuman's Poigim her Ksuva, meaning she sort of messes up the Ksuva. The Ksuva is a star that says her husband owes her something. And she says, like we're going to see in the next Mishnah, she says that he paid partially. So now this star that says that he owes her a Ksuva, let's say whatever, 200 Zuz, it's not accurate because she's agreeing, she's a Moda B'miksas, and she's also being molded as something to the other person. She's giving in, and Hodas Baldim Kmeya Edim Dami. When the litigant themselves is agreeing to a liability, that's like 100 Edim testifying that we accept that as fact. So she did that. Loi Sifra Ela B'Shvua. And now she wants to go and collect the rest of it. She can only collect with a Shvua. And this, the Rav points out, it's Lav Dafka, a woman with a Ksuva. It's really any person with a Shtar. Where on the star it says, let's say, you owe me $200, and then I'm coming to collect. And I say, I know, I agree that you already paid me $100 out of the $200. In that case also, the person that's coming to collect needs to make a shvu, and the Rav explains why. Because a person that gets paid back is not as medakdek to take account and the cheshbon of exactly what was paid back. The person that pays, he's always exactly medakdek, what he paid and how much he still owes. The person that gets paid is not always that medaktik. Therefore, we make her make a shvua. In the next case, Eid Echad Me'ida Shehi Pruah. If one aid is made that she was paid back, so now the husband is saying that I paid you back, and he even has an aid that says that he paid her, and she's saying that she wasn't paid back, Lo Sifra Ela B'Shvua. She can only get paid back, she can only take the money if she makes a shvua. And Taisenter brings Rashi that points out that which we make her make a shvua or any Baal Chov make a shvua to collect their Chov, we're talking about a case where the person that's being collected from didn't say, I want you to make a shvua. Hishavali. So that's why, where he doesn't say, I need you to make a shvua, he just says, I paid you. Normally, she has a shtar. And normally, if he didn't have one aid, or normally, if she didn't say, you know what, I agree you paid me a little bit, if there was none of that, if they just are arguing, she says, pay me the ksuva, he said, I paid you, she's got a shtar, she does not have to make a shvua. And like we said, that case is where he did not say, hishavali, make a shvua. If he says hishavali, that I want you to make a shvua, then we do make her make a shvua. In this case, in the Mishnah, he did not say hishavali. And the only reason we make a shvua is because it's not a regular case. She was paygim the ksuva. She said, you paid me back some of it. Or there was an eid echad that he had that he paid her back. And that's why, even if he doesn't say hishavali, make a shvua, we still make her make a shvua. In the last case, Menichsei Yisomim, Umenichosim Meshubadim, Vishaloi Bifranov. And if she's going to come to collect from the Yisomim, whether or not, let's say her husband died and now she's collecting, or first she got divorced and then he died, but she never collected her ksuva yet, and now she's coming to collect from the Yisomim, or she's coming to collect from the Chosim Meshubadim, meaning land that the ksuva had a lien on that her husband sold to somebody else. So now she's got a lien on this land and she's coming to collect it. Or the last case is Vishaloi Bafanov. It's a separate case that if she comes to collect Nechosim while he's not around, that he's not found, that Beis Din can't find him. So now she's got a get and the shtar of a ksuva, and she wants to collect the ksuva while he's not around. Loi Sipara Ela B'Shvua. In these cases also, she can only come to collect with a shvua. Like the Rav points out, it's a Takanas Chachamim. And like the Farsol points out, it's only in a case where he did not pater her. Because we said in the previous Mishnayos, if he specifically said that my Yorshim are not going to make you make a Shvua, then she wouldn't have to make a Shvua, according to the previous Mishnayos.